Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Gasper and Murray have scorching hot takes. Twisting your mind with Pat Celtics and Bays. They'll also talk socks and out-of-town things. Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Just call them up on this Saturday. Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Hey, Murray.
Gasper!
Alrighty. From the Town Fair Tire Studio, it is a Gasperless Gasper and Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Chris off today. And honestly, at this point, I don't even remember when the hell the last time was that we actually did the show together.
It's been a while.
It has been. But this is what happens when it's summer and it's radio and vacations are happening and whatnot. So that's what's going on. A Gasperless Gasper Murray here. But I can assure you, outside of some unforeseen circumstances, we will return together at this time a week from today, next Saturday. So,
as you said, Jim, sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you.
No, there, no.
But I think we were working together last month at one point. You said some people just have the good sense to take some time off in the summer.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And some people have way more vacation time than others. So, you know, I've played the shell game with my time off, and that's pretty much it until really Labor Day and then December for me. So you hear Sean Silver there, who's on the Hub headlines. It's he and I alongside until 2 o'clock this afternoon. And honestly, coming in here today was a bit of a surprise because I was under the impression, Sean, that this show was going to be done high above the Patriots practice field, Gillette Stadium today. But that is not the case, as the new, casual, chill Belichick decided to bag yet another practice. They were supposed to practice today, but yesterday they said, nope, not going to practice on Saturday. And now, with that, we've hit a new level. This was a bit of a, at least for me personally, this was a bit of a tipping point in terms of this the level of casualness that's surrounding the Patriots training camp this summer. It's the new motto of just adding the comma to no days off to no days off. At some point here, I think they're actually going to have to, you know, what is it? Work. Get to work. Because I think it showed up early in that that preseason game on Thursday night. At least defensively, like you kept hearing for the first couple of weeks of training camp, well, the defense is ahead of the offense, and you hear that throughout the league. That's what happens. But then they get out there, and it's missed tackle after missed tackle after missed tackle. Kyle Van Noy looks like Kyle Van Noy, despite the fact they kept hearing, oh, no, he's improved. Same for Stephon Gilmore, who looked like he was getting picked on by the Washington Redskins. Like, what the hell's going on here? It just feels like they're behind. And they're behind because at some point you have to work. They're not doing anything. Especially the 41-year-old quarterback, my binky, Tom Brady, who I'll, at least as far as the on-the-field stuff, I'll defend forever until I'm blue in the face. Off the field, I think we can all agree he gets to be more of a unrelatable weirdo by the day. But the 41-year-old quarterback, Tom Brady, and his sore back, he hasn't worked very much, didn't play in Thursday night's game against the Redskins, and as pointed out by Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, sign up now, bostonsportsjournal.com, if Tom Brady is to take part in tomorrow's practice, he will have basically gone 9 days with a full camp workload. 9 days since Brady's really done anything. I wouldn't count on that happening, because for those of you who don't follow Tom Brady on Instagram, he posted on his story on Instagram just less than an hour ago, he's on a plane. Tom Brady leaving. He's on a plane saying, be right back. Where are you going, Tom? Get to work. If you haven't seen it yet, follow him on Instagram. I screen capped it and put it on my Twitter, at Big Jim Murray. Tom Brady on a plane, leaving. Deuces in the air. Bye. Be right back, will you? So maybe this is why, and this is what I wanted to really open up with today. It's the Tom Brady contract. Maybe this is why the new incentivized contract reads the way that it does. Because I find it insulting. I look at it as, Bill Belichick's attempt at solving Tom Brady's motivational issues this offseason, because I think those are real, whether it's what he's saying through his wife in the Tom V. Time Facebook documentary series, sitting down with Jim Gray, pleading the fifth when asked by Jim Gray, hey, Tom, do you feel appreciated by the organization? I plead the fifth. All of a sudden, Tom Brady's doesn't seem like he might be mentally fully into it. And this is why, and I refer to these incentivized the incentives in this new contract as almost a dangling carrot. It's Jimmy Garoppolo on paper. That's how it reads to me. And if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock over the last 24 hours, it was first reported by MMQB's Albert Breer. He reported the details of Brady's new $5 million incentive supplement for 2018. $5 million. This guy's so shockingly underpaid, it's insane. And I have to believe one of two things. Again, this is either the motivational Jimmy Garoppolo on paper type thing that they're pushing in front of him in an effort to light a fire under his ass to get him, I don't know, to act like he did when they first drafted Garoppolo and he felt like the kid was going to be breathing down his neck and he was going to lose his job. Or there's got to be something else going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. A cut of the team, a portion of ownership, a land deal, something, because at the end of the day, when Tom Brady does finally retire, for all he's accomplished, I think you could make the case that he will be maybe the most underpaid professional athlete in history. It's insane what he's made, or how little he's made, when you compare it to some of the bums in this league, like Sam Bradford, who, if you look, as of the end of this season, Sam Bradford drafted 2010, yep, number one overall pick by the St. Louis Rams at the time. But Sam Bradford, we can agree, stinks. As of the end of this season, Sam Bradford will have made more than Tom Brady since 2010. That's like criminal is what that is. But from Albert Breer, Tom Brady's revised deal has five $1 million incentives for 2018. He has to be top five in quarterback rating, top five in completion percentage, top five in yards and attempts, top five in touchdown passes, top five in passing yards. That, my friends, is something you push in front of a troubled quarterback. That is something that you would give to a guy that's had an injury history. That is something you would give to a Robert Griffin III, a Jamarcus Russell, a Johnny Manziel, a guy with troubles or injury issues. You don't give that to the greatest quarterback of all time who's coming off an MVP season, who, despite the bad fumble at the end of Super Bowl 52 against the Philadelphia Eagles, is the only reason you were really in that game. Without Tom Brady on the field in that game, the Patriots lose by 30, 40. I'll believe that till the day I die. Defense couldn't get off the field. That's why they lost that game. But be that as it may, this incentivized deal for Brady is essentially one big middle finger to me. It's a middle finger. It's Jimmy Garoppolo on paper. This is pure motivation. I can't think of any other reason that it would read like this. It's insulting is what it is. And it just doesn't feel like anything's really being solved here this offseason with the Patriots. This weird-looking deal that feels like it's trying to motivate Tom Brady. They're barely practicing. It's been 9 days if Tom gets back onto the field since he's really had a heavy workload, but it doesn't feel like he's going to be there tomorrow because he's on a plane. Again, just tuning in, Tom Brady, not bye, deuces in the air. Who knows when he'll be back? Maybe then it could be. Hey, look, travel can happen fast. He's on a private jet. He could be back for tomorrow if they're going to practice tomorrow. But even then, when's he going to be here? What kind of workload is it going to be? What's with the sore back? The whole thing just feels blech. I don't want to sit here and be the town crier saying, this is the end. The end is nigh. This is going to be the last season. But the whole you're sticking your head in the sand and you're denying reality if you don't think that all of this just feels off. The whole camp. Club Bill. No. Days off. It's just, it's lacking focus is what it feels like. And this incentivized deal, I think, is another, I think it's just another thing that proves that it isn't right down there in terms of at least the relationship between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You have to have an incentivized deal for Tom Brady. I know that, you know, they're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place ever since they've traded Jimmy Garoppolo last year for the second round pick. They don't really have a viable backup option. And if you watch Thursday night's game, they truly don't. Brian Hoyer blows. Without any kind of a motivational factor on the field, no Jimmy Garoppolo, this to me, again, reads like Jimmy Garoppolo on paper. This is, they pushed this in front of Tom Brady to say, okay, you don't have the guy breathing down your neck anymore. It doesn't feel like you're fully committed. We want you to practice. You have this sore back, but now you're on a plane this weekend. So you know what? We don't really trust how much you're into this. This is why we're putting this kind of a deal in front of you. That's how it reads to me. Because if they wanted to do him right, I know that, again, they were caught between a rock and a hard place without Garoppolo. They don't have the viable backup option. But now that they are committed to Tom, I thought when they were going to rework any kind of a deal with him, what they were going to end up doing was, all right, you know what? We don't know if we really believe that you're going to be playing a 45. But what we'll do is we'll rip up this deal. We'll make you one of the top five highest paid quarterbacks because you should be. Again, coming off an MVP season. We'll get you close to 25, 26 AAV over the next couple of years, get you close to the top. Still wouldn't be near that 30 that Matt Ryan's making. Talk about someone who's wildly overpaid, but market dictates the value. And we'll lock you up for the next 2 years with a third-year option. That's what I thought was going to be coming down the pipeline in terms of a Brady extension. Instead, an incentivized deal? It just doesn't. It doesn't feel right. And there's more details that were released about this thing this morning, too, courtesy of Field Yates, ESPN, who says, as part of the rework deal, Tom Brady has $10 million of his $14 million base salary converted into a signing bonus. That means Brady gets $10 million guaranteed now. Ooh! While his cap number for this year will not increase at all as part of the new deal. Again, this guy is so shockingly underpaid for what he's accomplished, not just in the career, just from last season. Just out of the last 4 years. It doesn't make any sense. And it just leads me to believe that this is just another thing that makes it feel like it's all not right down there. This casual, lax camp doesn't feel like the Palace Q, trademark Phil Grand Mouse, from one of our interns, Matt in Framingham. It's the Palace Q. What's going on between Belichick and Brady, that still isn't fixed. It's not right. And now this weird deal getting pushed in front of Brady, and he accepts it. It all stinks. It all stinks, and I don't like it. Thought I was going to be down there today doing another show from high above the practice field, but nope, practice bagged again. No. Days off. So we'll open up with that. Your thoughts on the Brady contract, the lack of practice for the Patriots thus far, 617-779-0985. Much to get to between now and 2 o'clock. We'll obviously talk a bit about the Red Sox, who just keep mashing terrible competition into submission. Down 5-0 early in that game last night. Oh, no need to worry. Those bats will wake up eventually. And boy, did they ever. So we'll talk about the Sox. And this other thing that's kind of lit up the internet over the last 24 hours. There was a hijacked plane out of SeaTac Airport in Seattle late yesterday. And the audio from this hijacking, thankfully nobody aboard this plane, from the gentleman that hijacked this plane is absolutely must hear. It's fascinating stuff, so we'll get to that as well. Here on a Gasperless Gasper and Murray here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5 The Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray.
You will listen.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
You guys have obviously played a lot of football over the last several years, back-to-back trips to the Super Bowl. Is that influenced at all the way you set up training camp? Because as we've seen, for at least for a few guys, it's been a little bit maybe slower and they've had less competitive days than for others.
Our overall schedule and situation is what it is. There isn't really much we can do about that. And playing late into the season the year before is definitely what we want to do, so not complaining about that, but it does affect the following season. There's no question about that. In the end, we try to take everything into consideration that we have, what our opportunities are, where we are as a football team, collectively and individually with certain players that may need a modification of their workload and so forth.
That's the new relaxed, chill Belichick speaking to Mike Giardi earlier this week in his press conference. It's Gasperless Gasper and Murray here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. And no practice again for the Patriots today after their Thursday night win in the preseason opener at home against the Washington Redskins. Very exciting comeback, by the way. I know I enjoyed it simply because I was rooting against Mike Felger's bet. He took the Redskins in that game, in case you weren't following along this week. All that being said, I just think that comment there, what am I hearing in my ears? What was going on there?
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I really don't.
Okay, all right, thanks. This new studio, I'm still trying to get used to. You're hearing things, there's ghosts in the machine, audio's firing.
We've been here for how long?
About a month. It's a work in progress. Oh, so back to the Belichick commentary there. It's so odd to me that it's just so casual this summer. You could maybe make the case that, okay, they've been to the Super Bowl 2 out of the last 3 years, and that's why it's a different feel. There's been a heavy workload here. You know, if you look at 2005, that was a down year for the team. After they took, you know, they had gone to 2 back-to-back Super Bowls. They had massive injuries. It was one of those years that it was too much of a workload. The body can't take that kind of a punishment going that deep into the season and the postseason year after year. So maybe that's why this has been so relaxed and casual, and the new motto is no days off. For the Patriots this summer. Okay, that I would believe, but I don't know. As it pertains to the Belichick and Brady dynamic, too, and now we have this incentivized contract that's pushed in front of Brady. Incentives for Tom Brady. Those incentives should be him having to put on his cleats. That's it. Showing up, parking correctly in his parking spot at Gillette Stadium. That's it. Instead, all these things pushed in front of him that you would have to give to a quarterback, I think, like the likes of Jameis Winston. Instead, he has to be top five in all these categories for next year. The guy who just won the MVP, the guy who's still playing at this ridiculously high level, something stinks here. It doesn't make any sense. And I just think the whole thing is just off. It is. It just is off. So I can't make heads or tails of it. In the first half of that preseason game, I think it obviously showed up. All of that rust can come off, obviously. You know, the more that they practice, the tackling will get better. But that's the thing. You have to practice. Why is Bill Belichick all of a sudden overnight, or at least this summer, turned into a substitute teacher? He's the guy that, you know, no, I'm not going to teach you kids today. Well, let's bring in the TV and watch a couple of movies, and we can learn from that while I sit back here and enjoy a cigarette, or I'll go outside or in the teacher's lounge and enjoy a butt. Like, all of a sudden, he's just says, you know what? I'm good. Maybe I don't like being known as the grump anymore. Maybe I don't like my players going out there and telling now former players like Danny Amendola, be free, be happy. So now I'm going to turn into chill Belichick. That's going to end up being detrimental to the team. I don't like it. Should be down at Gillette today doing this show. I don't like it. Your thoughts on this and the Tom Brady incentivized contract, 617-779-0985. I refer to it as Jimmy G on paper. It's Jimmy Garoppolo on paper, this new incentivized contract. That's how it reads to me. For Brady to have to reach all of these incentives, it's lighting a fire under his ass. And for, you know, Brady, obviously, look, a very proud guy. I think, to me, he accepts it because he's accepting this challenge. He has to be top five in quarterback rating, top five in completion percentage, top five in yards attempt, top five in touchdown passes, top five in passing yards. Again, this is something, if they wanted to rework the deal for crotch-grabbing Jameis Winston, who's a complete idiot, I can understand them doing a deal like this and putting it in front of Jameis Winston because he's a problem. For Tom Brady, this is the dangling carrot. It's Jimmy Garoppolo on paper. And the other thing, too, is it's capped at $5 million. They win the Super Bowl. They win Super Bowl 53. Even if he hits some of these things, it's capped at $5 million. It's insulting. Dan and Cranston, you're first up here on Gasper and Murray this morning. Hello, Dan. Oh, good. Figures. See, and speaking of issues that I've had here with the studio thus far, every time I've done a show here or if I sit in for Maz, the call screen doesn't work for me either.
Somebody just offed Dan. It might have been the ghost.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, boy.
Oh, can we try again?
Dan's back.
Let's try.
Hello?
Hey, here you are.
You guys there?
Yes. Hi, Dan. Hi. How are you?
Good, Jim. All right, my friend. I love you, but I never understood your rationale of thinking here. First, let me preface this, though. I'm not saying Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be the second coming of Tom Brady, but as far as like Belichick and Brady, you got to understand, Belichick doesn't want to have Brady there, and Brady doesn't want to have Belichick there. Can we agree on that? Neither wants to be in their company right now?
Yeah, it feels that way.
Okay, so, I mean, they're just making the best of I guess, a bad situation. But you got to understand, would you rather have, let's go back a little bit. You think Jacoby Brissett, would you rather have him as the backup quarterback right now instead of Brian Hoyer?
Yes.
Okay, so they got rid of him last year. Then they got rid of Garoppolo. Clearly that was not the plan at this time last year, right? We can all agree on that, too.
I agree.
So here's the thing. As far as Brady's concerned, this is where I don't understand. Like, why squeeze? I never believed for one second he was going to play to 45. Not, I just thought that was a bunch of, you know, TB12 baloney, like a selling point. And I just don't understand why people, you don't believe in Garoppolo. I do, okay? Even though he's, I think they can win a Super Bowl with him. I just don't understand why people would want to just squeeze another year or two out of Brady instead of having, like, no end in sight. You know the end is in sight now, and it might be the end of this year. Who knows? And I'm sitting there Thursday night watching a stupid game saying they're like one bulky injury, fluke injury from being 6-10. It sucks.
And Dan, yeah, no, you're 100% right there. If you have working eyes and you saw Brian Hoyer in the beginning of that game, the first half, really all of it, even on the scoring drive that they had in the third quarter, where finally, okay, we're going to get at least somewhat of an entertaining product here tonight. Josh McDaniels didn't really want the ball in Brian Hoyer's hands on that scoring drive, which took over 10 minutes. If my memory serves me, they only had Hoyer throw 6 times to 13 running plays. He stinks. He has no internal clock. He holds onto the ball too long. He doesn't lead his receivers. He's been in the league how long? He's awful. If Tom Brady goes down, the caller's right. They'd be 6-10 at best. Now, Garoppolo, a younger guy with a lot of upside, flashed in 6 quarters here and, you know, has a winning record, obviously, in San Francisco in the games that he played after that trade last year. I get it. But the reason is, look, is he a better option than Hoyer? Obviously. But they couldn't move on from Tom Brady. They couldn't do it. I know in the past, the ruthlessness of Bill Belichick when it comes to personnel decisions, he moves on from a guy earlier than later. It's happened time and again. Richard Seymour, Logan Mankins, the safety back in 2003 when they got blown out by the Bills. Lawyer Malloy, thank you. It's happened time and again. Tom Brady probably knew that was going to happen to him. I mean, his dad, even in an interview a few years ago, and I was like, look, this thing ends ugly. He probably is going to end up somewhere else. They couldn't do it, especially after Deflategate. They obviously couldn't do it after the way he had been playing over the last 5 years, ever since they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. Tom Brady deserved to stay here. He did. They made the right decision, at least to me. But Jimmy Garoppolo, to me, like, the reason I'm not all that hot about that guy is for every one of these guys that flashes for a bit, Brock Osweiler, Matt Flynn, Matt Castle, Matt Schaub, for every one of those guys, all right, yeah, you can make a case for there's a Tony Romo, there's a Dak Prescott, a guy that's drafted as the backup that comes in and it's like, oh, okay, this is the new answer at quarterback. But more often than not, these guys turn into Matt Schaub, Matt Flynn, Matt Castle. They flash for a bit. They convince a general manager throughout the league that they're the next great quarterback. They're handed a job, a big pile of money, and then they turn into a pumpkin. That's what I think is ultimately going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, I know Belichick believed in him. I've never heard him gush about a player like that in my life. Hell, he continued to text him when he was a San Francisco 49er after wins last year. So he obviously believes in him, and he obviously knows a hell of a lot more about football than all of us combined will ever in our lifetimes. But I don't see it. What was his touchdown interception ratio with San Francisco to, like, last year in the games that he played? Like, wasn't all that great. We'll see. I just don't believe in him. Would he be a better option than Hoyer? Yeah, sure, absolutely. But they made the right decision in keeping Brady. This incentivized contract, though, this I don't like. This, to me, proves that there's still something afoot between he and Bill Belichick. And the other thing, too, is why aren't they working? Why is Tom Brady on a plane today on his Instagram story saying, be right back? The whole thing doesn't feel right. The whole thing's just too casual. And I think the whole casual effect of it, the lax practices, the not practicing, all of it's going to show up this season. My expectations, in case you haven't realized this from what I've been yammering about here for the first 30 minutes of the show, not that high for this team this year. Will they fall out of bed because of the terrible AFC East competition and be, you know, 11-5 at worst? Sure. But a real playoff push, a return to the Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. You want to join the show, 617-779-0985. It is a Gasperless Gasper and Murray. Sean Silver is alongside as well here this morning. He's going to get you caught up in the latest in the Hub headlines, and we'll return and get to your calls right after this and talk a bit about Thursday night's preseason game, because it wasn't all bad. We'll touch on some of the good in that game as well. Right after this here on Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. This is Gasper and Murray on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, preseason football is not about winning or losing. But what did you hope to get out of the first half?
We need to do pretty much everything better. Just not good enough in any area.
It was good to see good situational football scoring at the end of the half anyway.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
You had a lot to get going on. All right. Good luck in the second half, coach.
Thank you.
All right. That's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Guys, let's go back up to you.
Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Felt for Steve Burton at WBZ TV4 there at halftime. I really did. And you hear him say, let's go back up to you. Scott Dolak, like Bob Soucy. And then if you were watching, you remember that both of them, well, at least Zoe, had fun. Steve Burton's expense, because I don't think either of them wanted to be in that position where they pissed off Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick was right to be mad at halftime, saying that it was only 38 seconds of good football, because that was true. They were terrible in every phase of that game in that first half. They were pushed around on defense. The secondary looked like it was Super Bowl 52 all over again. Guys that I've been told, and I've heard too, you know, listening to Zoe and Beadle when they've been down there for training camp, that have looked better this summer. Kyle Van Noy, Stephon Gilmore. No, they looked like the same two players from last year. The offense was putrid. Brian Hoyer, guy doesn't look like he has an internal clock, holds on to the ball too long, doesn't get rid of it, overthrowing guys, can't lead wide receivers. It was a mess, an absolute mess. I know you can't take too much from a preseason game, but that was bad. And I think that what you saw, at least in terms of the missed tackles, too, because I could count six, seven. One of them even got called back because of a Redskins penalty. That's because they're not working that hard. They're not practicing. They should be practicing today, but they're not. It's no days off. But still, overall, the best bad game I ever watched, thanks to Mike Felger's bet on the Redskins and that Geno Grissom return, the fumble return down to the one. Patriots push it in. Oh, it was great. I do love that sports schadenfreude. Rooting for the pain of others, rooting for Felger to lose that bet, which he did. That was excellent. Redskins up 17-0 in that game. Felt like it was all for naught. Even late in the game, with about six and change left in the fourth quarter, Mike Gillisley fumbles. Redskins recover. Blech. Felger's going to win his bet. But no. Still, though, I don't think it was all bad. Jeremy Hill ran hard. I know the fumbles have been an issue at camp from what I've read about it, with Jeremy Hill so far. Obviously, they've been a problem in the past, too. You may remember him from the one-game playoff that the Cincinnati Bengals almost won. Their first in God knows how long, 20-plus years, against the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of years ago. It was Jeremy Hill that ultimately put the ball on the ground and turned things around there. So fumbles an issue, but either way, ran hard, and he's apparently lost some weight, so looks like he could be their bell cow back as well as while Sony Michel is going to be out here dealing with this knee issue. So I thought that was a positive. Devin Lucien, nice game there. Certainly better than Philip Dorsett. So maybe he ends up making the team. Wide receiver depth still shaky. That's my biggest concern going into this season. But still, nice game for him. And then this Ralph Webb. Maybe he's going to be the this year's winner of the Austin Carr. This guy's a secret weapon preseason memorial award. There's always someone every year. They're like, that guy's going to be the secret weapon. Last year, Austin Carr. No, didn't make the team. Ended up with the New Orleans Saints. But Ralph Webb looked good. That second half, 46 yards, couple of touchdowns. Who knows? This kid continues to pop here in the next few weeks. Maybe he ends up making the team. Doesn't feel like Mike Gillisley is going to end up making it. They should hold last year against him. Feels like he's been a bust of a trade, which, hey, I got egg on my face on that one. He was with the Bills. I was like, that guy's going to be a perfect Patriot. They should poach him just like they did Chris Hogan. They did. He stinks. Puts the ball on the ground too late in that game. I doubt he makes the team. But a couple of positives there. And then this Juwan Bentley, who was like all over the place. He's efficient in the run game. He's efficient in the passing game. Got the green dot as the defensive signal caller late in the game. So, I have to think that that's a good development there. So it's not all bad. Trent Harris as well. He was the guy that, you know, he flashed a bit in that fourth quarter. He was the guy that actually that caused the strip of the ball that Grissom picked up and took down to the one. So there's some flashes there in defense. But overall, I don't think it was a good performance, especially in the first half. And there's a level of concern there only because they haven't really been practicing all that hard. And that's not changing. They should be working today, and they're not. So your thoughts on any of this, that game from Thursday night, any leftover thoughts you might have from the Patriots preseason win over the Washington Redskins? Hey, maybe you just want to crow about Felger losing his bet. 617-779-0985. The new incentivized contract for Tom Brady, which to me is a dangling carrot. Jimmy Garoppolo on paper. That's the only thing that it can read like to me. Looking at that, an incentivized deal for Tom Brady like that, he has to reach top five in quarterback rating, top five in completion percentage, top five in touchdown passes, yards, attempts, passing yards. For that guy coming off an MVP season, doesn't make any sense to me. So what I have to think is it's a motivation. It's motivation on paper. Jimmy Garoppolo, who was here, who lit a fire under Brady's ass a few years back when they drafted him, and you get the best out of Brady in these last handful of years. Well, now that he's gone, what can they do? Put these incentives in front of them. We don't think you can make it. We don't really know how engaged you're going to be this year because of all the talk from this offseason. So let's see if you can reach these incentives, Tom, at 41 years old. And because he's a proud man who's the greatest quarterback of all time, he accepts it. And this is going to be the challenge. But shouldn't he be working and not on a plane? Your thoughts, 617-779-0985. We'll get to you, I promise, right after this in our long commercial-free segment. It's Gasper and Murray, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stay tuned for more Gasper and Murray on 98.5, the Sports Hub.